You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And so perfunctory would be, you know, saying, oh, well, welcome to town. Let's have lunch sometime. You don't really mean it. Well, hey.
Well, I felt like I really meant it when I got saved the first times. It was just like there was no one to really teach you how to get away from your sin. It's like, how do I even do that?
So you need
the pain that was causing me to sin, really.
Well, it's too bad you didn't get involved in a 12-step program, because
you
have to have a higher power.
Right, but I was 9 when the first one, or about 10 years old when I got saved the first time. So then I got saved again as a teenager and again in my 20s, and I'm just like, God, when's it going to take, you know?
Have to be a participant.
I would be smoking a joint, and I would be talking to Jesus. I'm like, you know, I need your help here.
Hey, I have a friend of mine. She was banging on her bong, whatever that thing is, in bed. Yeah. Her boyfriend's sleeping next to her. She's high. And she told God, said, well, I want to know if you're real, and I will never say this prayer again to you if you don't respond now. And he did respond. She, you know, her miraculous encounter with the Lord, and filled in peace to pass understanding.
Yeah.
And she got up the next day and asked her boyfriend if they had a Bible. Well, he went out and bought her a Bible. And then a week later, she says, you know, I'm never going to marry you. You have to move out.
Well.
And then she started reading the Bible. She's still smoking pot. Then slowly she stopped smoking the pot, stopped drinking. And, you know, God.
That's right. God cleans us up.
Yeah. You know, if you ever get somebody who wants to say, if somebody out there is thinking you got to be holy before you come to the Lord, no. You catch a fish, then you clean it.
That's right.
You don't clean fish and then catch it. So you come as you are, as they say.
Yeah, and that's
I don't care who you've been sleeping with or who you have not been sleeping with. Find a church where you're welcome, and there's a lot of them. Homosexual, or you're straight, or a fornicator, or adulterer. Are you a train robber? I've run into all these people. Train robbers, bank robbers. I mean, good and bad and all in between and everything else, and addictions and sexual stuff, but the Lord will accept you. You just say, I want to come, and then let him slowly work on you. You don't have to do anything to be a man pleaser. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, be a man pleaser. Be a God pleaser. And God is pleased with a broken and contrite heart. He will not despise. A bruised reed he will not break. A smoldering candle he will not snuff out. So if you're broken, come to the Lord and don't listen to, just let the Lord teach you.
That's right. Yeah. Get you a Bible or get in the Word and let him teach you. And it may take some years, but you just don't give up. You never give up.
Look, I'm slower than some people.
Me too, bro.
But when I get it, then I get it strong.
Yes, me too.
I'm related directly to Abraham Lincoln. And after saying this all my life, I found the readings of him, and he said he had a thick cranium. It takes longer to get in. But when he get it, it's better than the average. Same thing with me. I do not fiend knowledge. But when I do get it, and I say I got it, you better watch out, because then I got it.
I feel the same way.
And the Lord, the devil is a liar and the father of all lies. And so Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So you want to get to a place of honesty, and that may take some time.
That's right.
Where you honestly say, I didn't realize I was being jealous of that guy, you know.
Come overnight.
You know, he's over there talking to that girl that I like, and I'm just, and you go, hey, why do you not like that man? He's a nice man. You're just jealous. Don't be jealous, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the situation
may
be. But this is why Paul said, work out your salvation in prayer. Work out your salvation in fear and trembling. And prayer, too. Now, you're doing that right now. So what are your expectations on this fast? Because, you know, I do want to let you know, I've been looking at a book. It may be back here. I think it may be in the back room right now. And it's all about prayer. That those who have been great working for the kingdom of God have been given to prayer.
Yes.
I read one time about there was a big boat, and they were in fog, and it was very dangerous. The captain gave up the deck, went down below, fell on his knees, and prayed to God. When he came up, the fog was gone. I mean, it's more to the story than that, but you hear these stories of people.
Yeah.
God does answer prayer. Now, most of the time, I think he's pretty slow at it. Well, I think he's slow, but you know, if you wait and watch, it might be 3 months from now. All of a sudden, at the 11th hour, yeah. I had something happen a couple of years ago, a very major thing in my life. Oh, Lord, praying. And at 11:59 at night, not literally a real night, but I'm talking about in life, at 1 minute to midnight, boom, the prayer was answered, miraculously. Wow. Done in such a way that you know it's him.
Yeah.
And so we have fellowship.
Yeah.
He wants, whoever's listening to this, he wants friendship.
That's
he wants fellowship.
That's right.
And it's between you and him.
Yes, and he don't care if you argue with him or fight with him. He's not human. He's just probably laugh at us when we do that.
Well, I heard that they call us the children on the other side.
Yeah.
The children.
Yeah, the babies, the little children. Well, yeah, little children.
Really, bickering about the silliest things, right?
Yeah, well, the Bible says come as a little child or you can't enter the kingdom of God. So
right.
I always say I don't want to be an adult. I want to be a mature child.
Right, not childish, but childlike in that children are trusting and loving. Look at a little baby. You know, we have a little bit. They give them food and they come up to them. They hand you their food. They want to hand you your food.
Yeah.
They immediately want to share.
That's
and then their sin. Then you got a little six-year-old boy who eats a cookie in the kitchen before dinner, and you come and say, hey, who ate that last cookie? Oh, not me. Who taught that child to lie?
Yeah.
Who taught that child to lie? So there is a natural sin, proclivity, you know?
Yeah,
we don't have to be taught to sin.
No, because the Satan's roaring around like a lion looking for somebody to devour, so he actually tricks us. It kind of is like the angel on one side, the devil on the other, and he's like the little trickster over here, and he's like plants these little thoughts in
the devil
head.
Made
like,
me do it.
Yeah, and it's like somebody.
Well, you don't have
somebody.
To listen to him, though.
No, you don't have to listen to him.
You can say,
him.
Shut up and take a hike.
But when our flesh man is so high above our spirit man, like we, a lot of times I just fell right into it, man. And that's what he's showing me now is like push that flesh man down and pull the spirit man up, and this is how you do it.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, you go your wayward way, and as I said, you know, he who's forgiven much loves much, and you have the story of the prodigal son, you know?
Yes.
So let me have my inheritance now in my early 20s.
Yeah.
And he goes out and spends it all, ends up working, lost all his money. He's working for a farmer, working with the pigs. He's there working in the mud with the pigs. He said, even my father's servants live better than this. I'm going home. Goes home, and it says that he went home, and as he's coming over the hill, the father sees him, and the father drops everything and runs to his son to hug him. Welcome home, son.
Yes.
Oh, father, you know why? And he says, you were dead, the father says, but now you're alive to me. Come in, let's have a festival, because we're going to have a big party welcoming you home.
That's right.
The other son got a little jealous. Well, I've been here the whole time, and I never went. I said, well, you have everything. Everything I own is yours, as well as your brother's, you know? So, you know. But we're celebrating the fact that your brother was dead and is now alive. He was dead in sin.
Yes.
So.
And that's how God just welcomes us right back in every time. It doesn't matter how many times we fall. He just comes and he picks us up and he puts that robe back on us and the ring back on us. And he just says, you're my son, and we're right back with him. And
by the way, the ring, in case you don't know what the ring means, in the days of old you had a ring.
Uh-huh.
And it had your scripture in it, like your name, R for Rhett Palmer, RP maybe. And then your father would give it to you, and you can buy and sell with that because you stamp it on a piece of paper. You stamp it in glue or ink, I mean, and stamp it on a paper or stamp it into wax.
Like the king's.
Yeah, so that's what, when you have the ring, that's why I want you to put the ring on your finger. So a lot of people don't know that, see?
Oh, that's
gives
cool.
you the authority.
Yes.
You know you're the prince? You
yes.
have authority to buy and sell. Well, when you come back to God and he puts a, I don't know what the cloak on the back means, probably holiness, but I know the ring means the authority that you are now restored.
Yes,
yeah, to his
beautiful.
To the family. Yeah. So tell me something. So since you came back to the Lord at the age of 36, you're now 56. Well, you're actually 57, but it's been 20 years.
So
20 years, have you had any miraculous encounters you'd like to share with us?
Miraculous encounters, like with God?
Yeah. Something you like to tell people when you're hanging out with them in a restaurant or on a Friday night when everybody's talking, you know, sitting around the campfire. Something good that happened. You know, could be a healing, could be something else.
So the most recent one was I was about to lose my legs, and because I broke them when I was 18 years old.
How'd you break your legs?
I fell 24 feet. And when I landed, I was facing a brick wall, and I landed on bricks and wood and stuff. So my right ankle was crushed, and my left knee was broke in half. The skin didn't break on the left knee, but it was completely broken half. On the right foot, it was completely turned around backwards with the bone sticking.
Were you up in a tree or something, or what?
No, I was building a house. I was working. And so for many years, I wore a brace on my right. I wore a brace on both of them for many years. And so just 3 years ago, actually it was 16 months ago, God sent me to a class, and I actually was able to, and I was on crutches right before this. It was really bad. But he sent me to a class because what he showed me was he can do miracles. He can do miracles on us, but what happens is he'll do the miracles, but we keep on the same old habits. And if I keep on eating the sugar and the dairy and the gluten, then I will have some pain, because every time I do it, I'll have pain in my knee right away.
But you changed what you were doing, and you had this miraculous healing.
Right, and then went to this class and learned how to actually go in with the elbow and break up the scar tissue and the calcification and the crystallization. And we've been breaking up steadily, still breaking it up, the calcification, because it was solid. It was like a bone.
It's
building around the joint. So that's what locks up.
People want to find out about that. What's your phone number?
706
830-1328. Okay. Yes. People, you're going to listen to this again. What's the phone number?
706-830-1328.
Well, Stephen Tucker, thank you very much for coming on today and giving us your testimony from being addicted to drugs to your 36.
So one thing, and we do help other people with getting on the right track and helping them to get their joints back too, and also help people get rid of their hearing aids by doing the same kind of work. It's really,
wow.
It's really like miracles, but it really should be everyday happenings. It's so awesome.
Okay. Well, we got to go because we're out of time. Stephen Tucker, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, brother.
From bondage to freedom.
Woohoo!
Hallelujah. This is the Mayor of the Airways. It's a new day if you want it to be.
Yes.
All right. End the recording.
All right.
It's a new day.
Wow, brother. That was really awesome.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Don't miss The Christian View, Hands and Feet of Jesus and Strategies for Life, now streaming on the Taken Network, available on 7 different streaming platforms. Find us on takentv.lightcast.com.
Greetings. We invite you to join the Word of Truth International Ministry with Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope every Saturday at 8 a.m. as we break the bread of life and teach the Word of God right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Part of me wants to be where you are. The other me wants to stay close to shore. I know right here won't get me too far, but I'm ready, Lord, to take the plunge. I want to be where you are, oh Lord, but sin is this wall that I can't avoid. So how do I get to that place of yours? I will repent of my sin, oh Lord. The grave could not hold you, you walk in no water. All of my sins went down in the water. The dead shall arise out of the water. Sin cannot stop me, no walk in no water. There's a storm brewing, it's whole. Me hostage, can't see, can't move, do nothing without you. The waves they are tossing, waters are shaking. There in the distance, miracles are waiting. Faith is moving, you can't stop my movement. Pushing and walking until I get to you. The waters can't keep holding me down. No, the waters can't keep holding me down. The waters can't keep holding me down. Up will arise, up will arise. The grave could not hold you, you walk in the water. All of my sins went down in the water. Waters are shaking, there in the distance, miracles waiting.
This goes out to every outcast, to the just don't quite fit in. Every wrong way, runaway rebel, so ashamed of where you've been. This goes out to every searcher, trying to fill that empty space. Well, your searching days are over now. Everything's about to change. This is where your heart belongs.
Come on down to the living water. Waves of mercy washing over.
praise you, oh Lord. I will praise you, oh Lord. You were angry with me, but not anymore. Now you comfort me. I will praise you, oh Lord. I will praise you, oh Lord. You were angry with me, but not anymore. Now you comfort me. See, God has come to save me. Trust in Him and not be afraid. Lord God is my strength and my song. He has given me victory, and with joy I will drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. And in that wonderful day, I will sing, thank the Lord. I praise His name. Thank the Lord. I praise His name. Thank the Lord. I praise His name. Praise His name.
Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America. Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3 says in part, representatives and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states which may be included within this union according to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years, and excluding Indians not taxed, 3/5 of all other persons. Of the 3/5 clause, some claim that it makes the Constitution a pro-slavery document. But this compromise was meant to lessen the pro-slavery vote. It did not refer to the personhood of the slaves. Let's see what Frederick Douglass, who advised President Abraham Lincoln, said of the Constitution and the Three-Fifths Clause. It is a downright disability laid upon the slaveholding states, one which deprives those states of two-fifths of their natural basis of representation. A black man in a free state is worth just two-fifths more than a black man in a slave state as a basis of political power under the Constitution. Therefore, instead of encouraging slavery, the Constitution encourages freedom by giving an increase of two-fifths of political power to free over slave states. So much for the Three-Fifths Clause. Taking it at its worst, it still leans to freedom, not slavery. For be it remembered that the Constitution nowhere forbids a colored man to vote. Let us look at the objects for which the Constitution was framed and adopted and see if slavery is one of them. The objects here set forth in the preamble are six in number: union, defense, welfare, tranquility, justice, and liberty. These are all good objects, and slavery, so far from being among them, is a foe of them all. But it's been said that the Negroes are not included within the benefits sought under this declaration. This is said by the slaveholders in America, but it is not said in the Constitution itself. Its language is "we the people," not "we the white people," not "we the citizens," not "we the privileged class," not "we the high," not "we the low," but "we the people." Amen. Listen every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. to WCNO as we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
us. We were waiting without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word from a throne of endless glory to a cradle.
Tonight. Woo. Yes. Oh, we lift you up. We lift you up.
just turned gray. Emptiness led the way until I fell apart. You came to save me, to show me that you're just a prayer away. No matter where I am, I know in my heart you're never too far. When I'm losing my way, you're just a prayer away. My strength is in my faith. I'm never alone, I'm never afraid, 'cause you're just a prayer.
This is Pastor Chaco Vargis inviting you to listen to Word of Eternal Life every Monday at 5:30 a.m. to learn more about God's plan of eternal life through Jesus Christ here at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Shalom, shalom. The reverential fear of the Lord is paramount for such a time as this. Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 40 says, I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will do them good and not turn away from them. And I will put in their heart a fear and reverential awe of me, so that they will not turn away from me. This is a time of great change. and it is beautiful. You know, the atmosphere is charged with expectancy. I believe for such a time as this, we must be expectant. The Lord is making the new way. Many doors are opening. Hallelujah. As Jehoshaphat said, oh, our God, our eyes are upon you. For such a time as this, Lord, our eyes are upon you. El Shaddai, be glorified in all the earth. And if you would like Jesus to come into your heart and life, ask with me now. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Now, Holy Spirit will do the rest. Fearing God and not man, I pray God's divine protection over President Donald J. Trump, over his family, and over everything pertaining to him and over every godly leader in Jesus' name. My brother, my sister, we were made to operate in the Spirit and in the truth. So let us stand, therefore, in the truth. Be sure-footed. For such a time as this, let us run the race that has been set before us. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us. I believe the line has been drawn. You are either a sheep or a goat. There is nowhere to hide. There is no middle ground. And that is not political. Your neighbor, the rhino, is running because God is changing every heart. Israel, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Now, do not let the following words pass you by. Say amen after every declaration. He, Jesus, is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, high and lifted up. Jesus is Son of God, Son of Man, my Jesus, my Savior. Jesus is Yeshua HaMashiach, the Anointed One, the Bread of Heaven, the Light of the World. Jesus is the Way, the Truth, and the Life. He is the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. He is the vine and we are the branches. Hallelujah.
I cannot explain. All I know is I once was loved. Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
You might not recognize me now. Those chains that once surrounded me, I lay them on the ground. You can't keep digging up my past. You may have had a life or two, but you don't get the last. You might not recognize me now. Maybe I was blind, but now I see. Maybe I was bound, but now I'm free. Maybe you need reminding you're under my feet. And maybe you're a lie that I don't need. Maybe you should listen when I speak. Maybe you need reminding you're under my feet. If you want scars, I'll show you scars. All the wounds upon the hands of light that pierce the dark. If I were you, I'd be afraid. 'Cause everything you meant for guilt, the cross is meant for.